At the Ag Media Summit, I'm speaking with Jessica England and Lauren Graves, and you are President Jessica and First Vice President Lauren of ACT. You've got a bunch, I know we have a bunch of students here because you guys meet along with the other Ag Media folks from AAEA and LPC. What are you guys going to do here this in New Orleans?
Well, first of all, right now, about 11 o'clock this morning on Sunday, we're going to kick it off with an orientation just for in the ACT as a whole so they can kind of get a rundown of the schedule and talk to some young professionals. We actually have a couple that met through at AMS and are now married, so they're going to come and talk about their experience, and they both received jobs from coming to AMS. And also, later today, there's going to be a speaker from Brandon Sousa. He's going to come talk. He's a Cal Poly grad, and he's going to come speak and do a couple sessions tomorrow as well. And then later today, we have the romp. We're going with everyone else to the romp at the swamp. And then, Lauren, if you want to talk about Monday, what we have planned.
And for the rest of the conference, we'll actually be participating with all the professionals. So it's a really good opportunity for our students to network and maybe find some future employers, and we'll be going to all the sessions, and we'll have our own ACT meetings in between. We'll actually be giving our awards for the National Critiquing Contest, so we're pretty excited about that, and we'll give all those awards, I believe, on Monday.
How would you describe participation in ACT? You know, is it, I mean, I don't, comparatively maybe to recent years, is it still strong with chapters and schools that are participating?
Yeah, participation has definitely increased this year. We actually have our highest participation numbers that we've ever had. We almost have 90 students here, which is far exceeding what we've had in past years, so we're excited about that. In critiquing contest, our contest that we had this year all did really well. I think for critiquing contest, we had well over 300 entries in that. And yeah, so numbers are definitely increasing.
Well, I guess we're going to, you know, kind of hope that you can keep all these professionals in line here in New Orleans. It's probably a challenge.
Yes. Well, because students still want to be students and have fun, but we have to remind them they have to act like young professionals because we will be in the industry sooner than we think, and we just have to remember to act professional. And we really encourage people to go to the Info Expo just to mingle with the professionals and learn more about companies in our industry, just because I don't think everyone knows what exactly is out there and all the opportunities that the Ag Media Summit provides, as well as like our college, like our majors and our...
Wonderful. Well, thank you both very much. Great to see you again here in New Orleans. Hope you enjoy it, and all the students that are here. We really love seeing you here with us, and just look forward to the opportunity to, you know, visit. I think I'll speak for me and probably most of our, we'll call it the professional side. If you guys have any questions, just approach us, ask. We're, I think, pretty open to talking about what we do and how that might fit into your career plans, you know. So, again, thank you very much. And from the Ag Media Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.